Well, babe, you're officially a mom.
And you're officially a dad.
So my wife, Angela, is definitely my favorite blogger and YouTuber extraordinaire. And she's a pretty amazing wife, I must add.
And my guess is that a lot of you may have seen my husband, Matt, on TV or in the movies Wyatt from Timeless, Liam from 90210, anyone? Chicago from Pitch Perfect 3. I mean, he's bringing the sexy.
All right. So if you guys didn't know, Angela and I created a podcast called Hello Bump to chronicle our journey as expecting first-time parents.
We really just started it for something for us to look back on, but we ended up really loving our weekly chat.
Yeah, so much so that we couldn't stop there. I mean, now is the fun part, right? Now is the payoff for the 9 months of pregnancy. Now is where our life begins.
We have a brand new beautiful baby girl, and we are so in love.
And we want you guys to come on this new journey with us of figuring out, frankly, how to raise this little thing.
We know it's going to be tough at times, but we also know the rewards are great.
We're going to be chatting week to week about the joys and the struggles of learning how to do this parenting thing.
I'm pretty sure we're going to mess up a lot.
But from every mistake comes a lesson that we can pass on to you. So join us in this wild ride as we undertake our newest challenge, parenthood.
Hello, baby.
Hello, baby. Actually, I should say, hello, baby.
Because it's nap time?
Yes. Because our kid is napping.
How is she napping through all these birds? I don't know if you guys can hear them, but we have a very brazen bird outside of our window right now that's just going crazy.
Yeah, well, we've got the window open. It's a rainy day here in Northeast Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And so in our headphones, we're hearing these birds going crazy. I don't know if you guys are going to hear it on the podcast or not, but sounds like a rainforest.
I can totally hear it. Every time that there's a pause in your words I'm listening for, I can hear all the birds. It's crazy. Like, I thought that they were kind of quiet during the rain. They're not.
It makes me want to be a bird watcher. I want to quit everything I'm doing and be a bird watcher.
My great uncle was a bird watcher. I went down to New Orleans growing up. He used to help me figure out which birds were, you know, out the window and everything like that. It was fun.
I feel like a lot of old people are bird watchers.
Uh-huh.
But you never really just get like a 17-year-old who's like a bird watcher. You know, why is that?
Well, I was going to say Where the Crawdads Sing. I just read that book. And the one male character is kind of that, but he's more of a biological.
Right, but that took place in history. Or is it present day?
No, it was in the 60s.
That's what I'm
50s,
saying.
50s.
I think it's because older people in their generation, they didn't have TV. PlayStation, so they just watched
they had
birds.
TV, but yeah, I guess so.
So anyhow, America's pastime, bird watching.
Where did it go?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, like I said, we are coming to you live from the rainforest. hello, gorgeous rainforest. We're still like in a temporary setup here. Angela and I were sitting on our bed in our apartment townhouse that we rented. It's really coming along.
It is. I'm just looking around the room thinking that, like, as you were saying that we're in our room, and I'm like, this room was a completely different color this time last week.
Yeah, from last time we broadcasted.
We've got a new bed. We've got furniture. We still got this dang ugly ceiling fan that I can't get over.
Angela,
but the rest of the room looks good.
It's a rental. Careful.
I hate that ceiling fan. It's going. It's going.
So that's what we're doing. And we're trying to fit in this podcast. And I said we need to be quiet. But if we sit here and whisper the whole time, you guys are not going to be able to hear us. So
no.
I think we're just going to trust that our little sound machine, who makes that? Electrofan, I think.
Amazon. It's from Amazon. That's
I think it's Electrofan
we
brand.
We have been through so many sound machines
we like
in the
this
past
one.
17 months.
But we like this one. That's why I'm saying it.
We like this one so much that we bought it twice, which that's kind of crazy that we've already been through one of them.
Yeah. So that's happening, and she's snoozing on this rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
We got a bunch of painting, so her poor little room is all torn up and everything. But
yeah. Hopefully that'll be finished today, though.
We just came back from an outing at Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
For lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not super healthy, but whatever, you know.
It's her favorite though.
We had a decent little outing. We had a couple of things, but we also went out to eat the other day, and we're going to talk all about it. And we decided to talk about just going out to eat in general with toddlers. So that's what we're doing this episode. P.S. Welcome to our 60th episode of Hello Baby Podcast.
Wow.
I know, we say that every time, but truly, 60 episodes.
It's a lot.
It is.
And that's just Hello Baby, not counting Hello Bump, right?
Right.
Wow.
Right.
It's crazy.
Okay, well, I say if we have nothing else to say in the intro, then we should roll the Beautiful Bean footage.
You need to find a new line.
I do. But in the meantime, roll that Beautiful Bean footage. Hello, Baby Podcast, 60 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
What a feat.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I didn't really say it earlier, but if you're listening, I'm Matt Lanter. To my right is my wife, Angela Lanter.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
And we have a kid, McKinley.
Yep.
She's now
17 months old.
I guess she's over 17 months now, isn't she?
At the end of June, she will be 18 months.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
18 months is a year and a half, officially. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh boy,
don't do that. You're gonna make me yawn.
Oh, this rainy day. It's killing me. I need a coffee pick me up. Actually, I need to get to the gym after this, especially after this Chick-fil-A that we had this afternoon.
Can I just say that afternoons in general, about like somewhere around the 3 o'clock mark is when I start yawning every single day. And I need another cup of coffee, but I don't wanna drink it. I don't need the caffeine, the acid, all that. So
right.
You're hitting me right at my yawn mark.
No, I feel you. I kind of feel like every time you do this podcast with me, you're dead tired. So what's it going to take to pep you up?
Well, you bring me into the bedroom where I like to sleep.
Hey-o.
Uh-huh. So what do you expect? It's like my body's like, okay, you're going in there. It's time to shut down.
Maybe. Hey, look, we just got back from Chick-fil-A. We had a good outing.
Yeah.
Turns out Kenny loves Chick-fil-A. She had her first Chick-fil-A, I think, was it last week with you? I was not there.
Yeah.
And you were texting me pictures and you were like, oh my gosh, this girl loves Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. So I took her there to meet my best friend, Megan, for a lunch date with her four kids. Yes, I said four. Four kids. And and Kenny had the best time. The best time. She was holding her second eldest's hand. It was so cute, but she was eating her nuggets, and I got her a fruit cup, and she ate that, and she wanted some of my waffle fries, and she just was having the best time, and then she went and played in the indoor play area, and she was living her best life. And here is a pro tip, Chick-fil-A-ers, in case you don't know this. If you buy a kid's meal and you choose to forego the toy, you can actually get a ice cream cone or a dish of ice cream.
So, like, they bring you the meal mm-hmm. with the toy in it, and yes. Then you can actually just take the toy back to the
unopened.
Counter.
Unopened. It's got to be unopened.
Well, sure. You take it back to the counter and just say, like, I don't want this. I want ice cream.
Yeah, just say, can I have ice cream instead? And they swap it out and give you the ice cream cone.
So that's what we did today mm-hmm. after she finished her little meal.
Mm-hmm. She ate two nuggets and quite a bit of fries.
Yeah, and some of your bread from your sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl got the ice cream cone. Angela gave her the entire ice cream cone. I don't really know why you did that, but you gave her the whole
because
thing.
Because what was I supposed to do? Knock it off into the trash can?
No, like, I don't know, spoon feed it to her or whatever.
She doesn't like that.
No, that does not go well over with our daughter.
She does not like to be spoon fed anything unless she is the one operating the spoon.
Well, like we said last week on our picky eater episode, she's just like, she's kind of to the point where she doesn't want you to feed her anything. Like, it doesn't matter. We're kind of getting to the point where we have to just let her feed herself completely.
Yes.
We can't spoon feed her oatmeal. Mm-mm. Nothing.
No.
Like, she only wants to feed herself.
Yes.
And oatmeal and everything. And of course, it kind of gets everywhere. But we did. I was really surprised. I walked in the kitchen and you had fixed her oatmeal or something like that. And she had nothing on her bib.
Yesterday that was. Yeah. I made her a whole bowl of oatmeal. She ate the whole thing and did not spill it one time.
Which I can't believe.
This morning was not so successful.
No. She's still grasping the concept of, like I mentioned last time, turning the spoon right side up instead of upside down.
Or even using the right end of the spoon.
Right.
We struggle with that too.
A little bit. She's working on it. But So Angela gave her the whole cone at Chick-fil-A. And this girl devoured it.
She went to town.
And just kept going and going and going.
Living her best life.
Can I just say, what in the world is Chick-fil-A doing that it is like literally 60 degrees in
there. Oh, it was so cold.
It was raining. You know when it's raining and you kind of have like raindrops and a wet shirt from being out in the rain? You go in an air conditioning place where it is blasting, full blast. It's the worst feeling.
It was terrible.
It's the worst.
It was frigid. Like literally, you said you were considering going to buy a sweatshirt. It was that cold.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Dick's Sporting Goods across the street.
Yeah.
So we go in there and I'm already feeling bad for the baby. And she starts shoveling this ice cream down her throat. The poor thing has literally got chill bumps. I can see goosebumps on
her
skin.
She's shaking.
So we decide to pick her up, and now she's like almost through this cone. We put her in Angela's lap and try to like...
Because I had like an open chambray shirt, so I was wrapping her in my shirt.
And the poor thing, we are about 99% sure she got a brain freeze right then and there. Because all of a sudden, she's just eating. All of a sudden, she like rears back and just kind of screams. And then starts drooling like out of her mouth.
So sad.
It was sad. And you kind of knew what was happening.
You could totally tell it was brain freeze.
Yeah, she was getting a brain freeze. And yeah. So... of course, we took the ice cream and Angela took her over to the play place out in the back, and she was loving that. Oh, indoor play place, I should say. And she was loving that, playing with the quote, big kids in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, our little girl was, like, climbing up these steep slides.
Yeah, she's a beast.
I had to get in there. It is too small for me. And here I am climbing up the spiraled noodle, like, slide. Dodging the other kids as they come down. They're looking at me like, what are you doing in here? I had to go get my kid.
Can I just remind y'all about last week we shared the story about me falling on my arm and hurting it? Mr. Careless over here, careless as in could care less, made me go up the slide to get her, and I re-injured my right arm even worse.
Well,
and I'm having a hard time operating my pointer finger and my thumb on that hand
now. That's, first of all, that's your fault that you re-injured it. But I didn't fit in that thing. I was
you
like,
you knew,
babe,
my arm was like broken and you're like, get up there and get her.
I was like, you gotta get her. Because you know why? Because I was starting to freak out a little bit because she was like halfway up this spiral slide and we couldn't see her
so
anymore.
Instead of going to get her yourself, you sent your injured wife up to get her.
I didn't think I could fit. Eventually you left and I had to go.
I had to
she
pee.
Did it again. So I had to go after her.
I had to go to the bathroom.
Well, and so I'm sorry you injured that, but you know, you let her go up there in the first place. Anyhow, so yeah, she loved it. We played in there for quite a while, and she just loves kids. We need to just get her around more kids, because every time she's around kids, she just screams and laughs, and she forgot about that brain freeze pretty quick, and she ended up having a blast. And then we went on home, and the poor little thing, we kept her up from a nap too long, came home, put her to bed, and now she is snoozing in the other room while we continue to get paint done and get this podcast done and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. She lives her best life when she's out and about and surrounded by other littles.
But so kind of moving on, because it coincides, going out to eat, whatever. We went out to eat kind of for the first time in several weeks, I would say, this past Friday night.
As a family, at least.
As a family.
The three of us.
Yeah. Angela and I kind of had like a little like, you know, well, yeah, family date night, and Kenny came, and it was just a really, really great night out.
Yeah,
and
it kind of
got me thinking like, hey, let's talk about going out to eat with toddlers on the next podcast. So, yeah, I mean, it was just an amazingly pleasant experience. There was no iPad the entire time.
No phones.
No Mickey, no phones.
Yeah.
We sat outside. It was a beautiful night. We went to this this Italian restaurant.
It's called Bravo. I think it's a chain.
I think so.
We have them around Ohio.
Yeah, we went to Bravo in Louisiana when we lived there, remember?
We did?
Yeah. You don't remember that?
Is it New Orleans?
Yeah, we went to the Metairie Mall and went to Bravo.
Man, I must be getting old.
You are getting old.
I guess.
Yep, we did that. And Lord have mercy, they got the best bread oil. Ooh, boy.
Yeah, they do.
Ooh, trying not to eat it, but I had to have a piece. So we went out. It was just an overall, like, really, really pleasant experience. I mean, first of all, the stars were aligned for us. Can I just say that? I mean, we were outside. We got a nice back corner table, you know, which is all strategy. When you got kids and you got a toddler, you got to strategize on where you're going to sit. I mean,
yeah,
you got to
that's actually true.
You got to strategize on where you're going to go, mm-hmm. what time you're doing it, mm-hmm. where you're going to sit. Yep. We're going to talk about all this stuff because I've got a bunch of tips for going out to eat with a kid or toddler. But anyway, this, like I said, the stars aligned for us. We got an amazing outdoor table. Felt great out. Kind of sun was going down. And Kenny was awesome. So what are some of the things that we brought along to make that a success?
First thing we brought was the disposable placemats, and that was the first time you'd ever seen them before.
I had never seen that.
I whipped that those bad boys out. I ordered them in LA, and I packed them in the car and shipped them here because I knew that we would use them. So what they are is a very thin plastic placemat, but they've got double-sided tape on three sides. The fourth side is not taped so that you can, you know, pick it up and dispose of it. But it tapes down to your table to keep your table, your eating area sanitary for the baby, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, and so she can't really rip it up. I mean, yeah. I guess she could if she really, like, tried to peel it, but...
Pro level tip, you could actually wrap it, get it over, like, overlap the edge and then wrap it under so that even when they're grabbing the underside of the table, it's covered as well, if you want. So that was one thing. Another thing is to bring a sippy cup with you, an empty sippy cup, or if you've only got certain things that your baby will drink or you want them to drink, then bring it full. But a sippy cup is a whole lot easier than handing a baby an open glass with a straw in it. Because guess where that's going to go?
Oh, yeah.
All down the front.
I'll also say that was one of the first times that I saw her really grasp the understanding that she has to tip that particular sippy cup up mm-hmm. to get the liquid.
Tilt her head back.
Yeah, that feels like a big hump, like a big milestone in a way. Because she knows how to use a straw sippy cup. But I feel like up until kind of this point, we sort of have to like help her out, like tipping the end up of these types of sippy cups to get her to drink it.
Yeah.
So she understands.
Yeah.
But she totally got it. And now I think she totally understands that she's got to tip that one up to get the liquid out. It's just fun to watch her learn.
It is. It is.
Okay, folks. I believe that one of the main ways that Angela took her business to the next level was business cards.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
One of the ways that you can get those business cards to look and feel more professional, whether it be in your job or your business owner, is with business cards from Vistaprint. I think that you just look more professional, right? Angela, like when you go out to events and things like that,
mm-hmm.
and you are a business of owning a blog, YouTube channel, and being an influencer, if you have a business card with all your contact information on there, one, it makes it easier for a potential client to get in touch with you, but it just makes you feel more professional.
It does. Right? It really does. It ups your game.
So with Vistaprint, you can create a truly professional, unique card in just minutes. You upload your design. You can start with one of the professionally designed options, or Vistaprint offers simple tools and a wide range of templates to choose from to do your own. You can then pick the paper stock, style, and quantity that is right for you. And then third, choose your delivery speed, order, and receive your cards in as few as 3 days. That's pretty awesome.
So cool.
Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and responsibly sourced paper stocks. They've got dozens of designs that are just right for you and your business. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed, or they'll make it right, either by reprinting your order or offering a refund. Vistaprint wants you to be able to own the now in any situation, which is why our listeners will get 500 high-quality custom business cards starting at just $9.99. Go to Vistaprint.com/baby. That's Vistaprint.com/baby. Vistaprint.com/baby.
Another thing is that if you're at a place that's family-friendly, if they give you crayons and paper, let them have it. Even if it's just for a few minutes that keeps them occupied, that's a few minutes that keeps them occupied. So that was another thing to ask, at least ask for or bring with you something for them to do to occupy them. Another thing that I try to do when we go out to eat is stuff some snacks in my purse just in case you can't get your baby to eat anything that you're ordering or that you've got on the table. Then you know that you've got snacks that are surefire in your purse because it's just important. It's important to keep... A fed baby is a happy baby, and Kenny is the happiest when she's eating.
For us, and I should say for Kenny, one of her go-to things that she'll usually always eat is, you know, this plays into last week talking about picky eaters, but noodles. She loves noodles.
Yes.
So pretty much one thing we can order that we almost know that she will eat is noodles. And she did that day. She didn't have a very good eating day. And I think that's the other reason why I just felt like, oh, it was such a successful trip out, is because she ate so well at dinner time. She had bread. She had noodles. She had, I can't even remember.
Some of my chicken, some of your salmon.
Yeah, a little bit of salmon. I mean, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, and I mean, we were there for like a normal adult eating time. I mean, it had to have been 45 minutes at least.
Yeah.
And she was just so great.
Yeah, we didn't have to get the iPad out even once. That's something that we always have in our arsenal when we go out to eat, or pretty much out in general. We have the iPad, and we've got Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and Dave and Ava loaded to it so that we have it right there at our fingertips, something to keep her busy. Matt actually ordered a specialty iPad holder.
That's what I'm going to find out, because I'm going to tell him.
From Amazon?
Yeah. So we, you know, we use the iPad all the time. That's kind of like our last resort. Sometimes when we drop her off to be babysat by family members or something like that, of course we give her the iPad because they'll need it.
Yep.
So we picked her up one day and the iPad was broke. And I guess she's getting to that point where she wants to hold the iPad herself now.
Yes.
Like she doesn't want it clamped anymore.
Yeah.
She wants to hold it. So the problem with that is, and if someone who's watching her doesn't know, they'll just let her hold it. And stupidly, we did not have it in its case. Or maybe we had it in a case, but it was one of those thin cases that mm-hmm. has the stand on the back.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It wasn't a baby case, I'll mm-hmm. tell you that. So we get the iPad back, and of course, it's broke. It's the screen shattered. And, you know, you got to fix that, because if it happens to break a little bit more and cuts her little finger, I mean, that'd be awful. So I found a local screen replacement place, got it fixed, and then ordered a foam iPad, like one of those big old iPad protectors.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, we've had it for about a week now, and I really, really like it. I think it was great buy. So I'm gonna tell you what it is. I got it on Amazon, and it was $15, and it's foam. It's like this. You can get all kinds of different colors, and this one is just sort of like a lightweight, shockproof foam, and it's got like a little handle built in. This is from a company called Avawo. I don't know how you would say it, but it's spelled out in all capital letters, Avawo. So it's called Avawo Kids Case Built-In Screen Protector. And yeah, it's $14.99, and we love it so far. Matter of fact, we actually dropped it yesterday from like the shopping cart, and it just bounced. It was mm-hmm. awesome.
The one thing that I like most about it is the handle.
Yeah.
Because it's easy for her to grip. And so she likes to hold it when she's in the car or whatever, because usually if we've got like a little bit of a longer ride, we mount the iPad, but she loves this with the handle so she can hold it herself and be a big girl. And it's easy for you to pick up too as an adult when you've got a kid in your arm. You just pick up the handle and carry it.
Yep. So is there anything else in your kit? Because I found some other articles I wanted to talk about and reference.
Just the usuals. Like you got to have a binky and an extra diaper.
Yeah.
Some wipes. So I like to take some antibacterial wipes, not like butt wipes, but actual antibacterial cleaning wipes with me in my purse, and to wipe down the high chair and the table first. And I like to have wipes or spray hand sanitizer to wash her hands before and after she eats. There's something else too. Oh, a high chair cover. We have one that I got off of Amazon, and it's a high chair cover, but it also doubles as a shopping cart cover. And it's just really nice going out to dinner, especially if it's a place that you know that like you can look and you feel like it's just like a really dirty high chair.
High chairs in general, I mean, they're always sticky. You know that little handle, like the little
rail?
For
the most part, yeah. Same thing with shopping carts.
They're just always sticky.
The good thing about shopping carts though now, and I wish they would do this at restaurants, is they always have those Lysol or Purell wipes when you walk in. And, you know, like when you walk in the door at Target, they have the wipes that you can grab and then wipe down your cart.
Yeah, those are
convenient.
Which
is so nice. Why don't they offer that at restaurants? Just put it right next to the whatchamacallit, the high chair. So you could just wipe down your high chair, you know?
Yeah,
I
don't know.
That would just be smart and be so courteous.
Here's the thing. I used to work at a restaurant, and you know that they're not cleaning, especially not antibacterial cleaning, the high chairs.
Yeah, that's why I said bring an antibacterial wipes with you.
The most that they'll do is wipe it down with a wet or a damp rag. Like, that's gross. It. I'm talking like years upon years of just damp rag wipe downs.
I feel like certain restaurants might do better than that.
No, who's sanitizing them? No way.
No, that would be just too nice of people, I guess.
Yeah. Where's that feedback coming from?
I don't know. It's not me.
So, okay, well, let's move on then from our kit. And there's a few articles that I brought up that kind of like some of the same stuff. I just thought, hey, that's a cool way to think about it, or hey, that's a cool idea. This one is from abeautifulmess.com.
Oh, I love that website.
I think
they make a really great app.
Do they?
Yeah, it's a photo editing app. It's great.
Oh, cool. Okay. So this is an article that was on this website by Elsie Larson, and it's Kiddo Tips.
She's the creator, I believe.
Okay. So basically, she's kind of saying she packs what they call a distraction bag. And they only use it for restaurants. So it stays in the car at all times. And they always know that they have it when they need it. And it's got things in it, of course, that the kid only gets to play with when they're out to dinner.
That's actually really smart.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of the same thing for like a car trip bag.
Yeah, I guess so. So here's some things that they have in their bag. And of course, this is going to depend on your kid and what you think your kid would like. But for her, they've got these like types of playing cards that their kid Emma really loves. It's like a deck of rainbow playing cards. Loves those things. A sticker book. They've got just a good old blank sketchbook with markers in the distraction bag. Let's see, what else do they have in there? They use a travel high chair when they go out. I'm gonna click this link actually and see what kind of travel high chair this is. Let's see.
Yeah, it's the kind that clamps onto the table.
Oh,
okay. I actually would really like to have one of those. So my mom loves those.
The Inglesia Fast Table Chair.
Mm-hmm.
Award-winning convenient baby high chair. Interesting. Use at most tables or restaurants without leaving scratches. It's $69. Comes in a few different colors. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I'd like to have one of those.
Little pocket. Wow, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Little pocket in the back. Cool, cool, cool. All right, we'll look into that. Thanks, abeautifulmess.com. Let's see. There was a few other ones this is parents.com. I mean, you know parents.com. They got good stuff.
Yeah.
Tips for dining out with toddlers. Yeah. And some of this stuff is like stuff I had not thought of yet. And I was like, wow, these are really, really good ideas. So choose the right establishment. I suppose that's probably pretty common sense. You know, you don't want to go to this amazing high place, highbrow restaurant and have your kids screaming. So, you know, look for restaurants with children's menus and high chairs. And especially if the restaurant or the ambiance is kind of used to the noise, then you're going to be in a lot better position than if you choose, you know, whatever, some fine dining. Never take a tired toddler out. I think we can vouch for that. I mean, when it's tired time or nap time, anything can go wrong. Anything can bother her.
Never take a tired mom or dad out either. I mean,
well, that's true.
It goes both ways.
But at least we can control our screams and our crying.
Yeah.
Sometimes. here's another one. Bring supplies. Yeah, we just kind of talked about all this.
Mm-hmm.
Bag of tricks. Mm-hmm. You know, don't get too comfortable, they're saying. 20 minutes in a high chair is about all you can reasonably expect from a toddler. I mean, it's true. It says little bodies need to move. You know, so taking a quick jaunt outside, you can just take them outside for a minute, is kind of like pressing the refresh button. I'm not sure about that, but you can certainly try it. Pick your plate ASAP. Now, this is something I had not thought about. This is basically like know where you're going. And if you can, look at the menu beforehand. So when you walk in there, like, you know what you're getting. That way, when your waiter comes over, you can be like, yeah, I'll take some waters for the table, and also I'll have the shrimp scampi. And they said, while you're at it, have them bring the checkbook and a to-go box.
That's like feeling like
you're rushing.
Yeah,
well, it is, but you got a toddler in tow, right?
It's but Friday night we didn't have to do any of that stuff.
Well, we didn't, we got really lucky, but I'm just saying these are ways to speed up your process and basically take the control, so you're not like depending on a waiter and they've got 10 other tables and that takes them half an hour to get back to you, and then your kid's melting down. It's a great strategy. Okay. Respect other diners. That's pretty common sense. Well, it should be at least, but not everybody does. Sometimes you just need to apologize to the folks around you and walk out. And then, you know, it says you'll be surprised how many people just give you an empathetic, been there kind of a nod.
Do you remember that night that we went out to dinner when we were back in LA and it was just me, you and Kenny? And this is probably about 2 months ago. We were at the barbecue place and we were, there was a table behind your, like to your left. And it was like a mom, a dad, a grandpa, a grandma, and then two kids.
Yeah, I remember.
And the one little kid, what did she keep doing? Was it growling or something?
Just something. Just
at the very
noise.
Top of her.
Yeah.
I mean, terrible. And every time I looked over, I just smiled because I understood. And the poor mom kept mouthing sorry to me. And I pointed to Kenny and I was just like, I get it. Like, I understand. Like, you, when they start doing something that, like, if she throws a fit, what am I going to do to make her stop throwing a fit? Like, either I'm going to have to remove her from the place.
Or put duct tape over her mouth.
Yeah, those are my two options, honestly.
Carry duct tape in your kit.
But the table next to them got really nasty about it. Do you remember?
They said something.
And the little girl, I mean, she was just a tiny little thing. She was having fun. She wasn't being, you know, she wasn't crying or screaming or whatever, but she was like making some weird sound. And it was like, I just felt bad for the parents because she was joyful. She was just having fun. But right. This other table was loudly saying stuff so that the parents could hear them. Like,
yeah.
Being snarky.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that just reminded me of that.
Another tip, and I never really thought about this, but we leave 20% tip always at minimum.
Yeah.
I used to work in a restaurant. I always have. But this is just saying, don't forget to tip generously if you've got a mess left behind. Typically, if
you've
got a kid
point.
Or a toddler.
The floor is a mess after she's done eating.
It is, but you know what? Truthfully, it's not even the waiter that necessarily needs to clean it up. Most of the time, it's going to be the busboy that has to clean it up.
Do they get tipped?
They do, but typically it comes out of like a shared pot from the waiters. It's a percentage.
Okay.
So you're not really tipping that waiter, but I guess you're just kind of like tipping everybody, really.
Yeah.
And then the last tip, speaking of tips, that parents.com, it just says be prepared to leave. You know, if things go disaster mode and your toddler is being crazy and unpredictable, you're going to have to like just be prepared to get up and go, take your food to go, put your child to sleep in the crib, and then enjoy your meal at home, preferably by candlelight.
Mm. Yep.
So those are tips. I saw one more. I won't go through all these because a lot of them really are repeats, but this is from fatherly.com.
Isn't that the podcast that you did an interview with?
I don't think so. This says pick the place. Don't go to a crazy place that wouldn't be right for toddlers. Let's see. Prepare the kid, meaning make sure, you know, they're napped, get the busy bag working, not too tired. And then at the restaurant, of course, go at the right time. You know, try to go like if it's a little earlier or later or whatever than a typical mealtime. Pick a booth because it's a natural roadblock in a kid corraler. Remove any non-essential crap off the table. So any menus, condiment trays, condiments, get them out of the way.
Yeah, because if it's something that she's not supposed to have, that's the first thing she's going to go for.
I find it funny now that like I'm a parent and I realize anything that's in her reachable vicinity is up for fair game to be broken, spilled, or...
Yep.
Whatever.
Yep.
And so now I immediately like they set down our meal and they put like your dad's Coke or something right in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, why would you do that? Of course, she's not thinking the waiter's not thinking anything about it. But I'm like, what are you doing? Move that like immediately. So I moved it immediately. Ordering. Order quickly. Stick to the mains. Mm-hmm. Appetizers are going to slow you down.
We're not big appetizer people anyways.
Yeah, true. Ask the server to bring the check into go boxes with the food. Exactly. Distract and engage your kid to keep from mischief. Pay the check immediately before you dig in. These are all smart things. Never really thought about it. But cut the kid's food. Keep the plates away. This is, again, tip more than 20%. And that was kind of that one.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I thought those were interesting, you know?
Yeah.
We should get a to-go bag, a busy bag, as they say. I'm not sure what we would put in it yet.
Yeah, she's not at that point now that she would get that these are special toys only for eating out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like maybe she's not quite. She's still young enough that the busy bag isn't, she wouldn't quite understand that it's only here and she gets to play with the toy and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's coming. It's coming. But I don't think she's quite there yet.
Right. And she loves anything that, you know, she's not supposed to have. So she's going to grab for whatever's on the table anyways. Even if you put a good toy in front of her, she's still going to grab for like the butter with the salt and pepper. You know what I mean?
It's weird. I said this to either my mom or your mom or something. I mean, toddlers at this age, I don't know if you guys don't have a kid, it's the weirdest thing. Like anything that they should not have or could not, you know, or whatever, could be harmful or could break, it is like a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
Like they go right for it. It doesn't yep. matter when, where, how, whatever. If they shouldn't have it, they want it.
Yep.
It's the craziest thing. Oh, it was your mom. And your mom was like, well, think about it. When they're sitting there and they're playing with their bucket or their toy or whatever, you don't think about it because they're supposed to be playing with it. It's safe or whatever. It's for them. So you don't think about like, oh, they're playing with a bucket. But when it's something that they're not, you think about it. So that's why it always registers.
Mm.
But I don't know, man. Again, I've said it before. Toddlers, they're on a suicide mission, and it's your job as a parent to stop them from completing the mission.
Yeah.
And anything that they don't need to have or shouldn't have, they want it.
I do think that a smart thing to do is to just leave an extra change of clothes for baby in the car. Because if your toddler's anything like ours, whatever she eats is going to end up all over her anyways.
Yeah. Put a bib in your bag, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And put an extra shirt. I mean, today, that would have came in so handy. She got ice cream all over her shirt. And like we said, the kid was freezing. So not only was she freezing, she had a wet shirt. It was awful.
Well, I didn't bring her diaper bag with me.
Yeah.
I left it in LA, and that was always in the back of my car, and I always had a change of clothes in there with her, or for her, wherever we went. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think we gave some good tips.
Yeah.
I think we found some good tips. I think we can go out next time a little more prepared, and hopefully right. you guys can too out there. So, if you got anything to add, you want to DM us some of your great tips, or go comment on our Instagram or something. We'll see it. Go over to Hello Baby Podcast. You know, slide into our DMs, rate and review us on iTunes. Angela's got her eyes closed over there. I think she's sleeping.
I'm not asleep. I'm listening to what you're saying.
You got the blanket pulled up. Your eyes are closed.
It's a cozy day.
It's 4:50.
I feel the wind blowing in from the open windows, and I hear the birds chirping. I'm just relaxed.
It is
wonderful.
It is cozy. Okay, well, thanks for tuning in to our 60th episode. We'll be back for 61 with something. Not sure what it is yet. And hey, DM us some ideas for podcast stuff you guys want to hear.
Yeah.
Or leave us a comment on like I said, on iTunes, and rate and review us and comment. We see those things. And oh my gosh, I said I was going to do this last time. I don't recall what our Google Voice number is. So,
oh boy.
So in the meantime, just go tweet at us or DM us or something with ideas if you want. Follow myself and my wife at Matt Lanter, at Angela Lanter, and follow at Hello Baby Podcast as well.
We just posted a new photo.
Yeah.
So check it out.
Actually,
Chick-fil-A.
It's the ice
cream. It's from our meal out today.
So go over there and at Hello Baby Podcast.
And the one before that was our meal out on Friday that we're talking about. And you can see our disposable placemat in that photo.
Yeah, so go over there. Check it out. Comment. Like it.
It's on Facebook too, Hello Baby Podcast.
All right, we love you guys, and we'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.